Basically, there's the idea behind Solidarity for Hope campaign is basically to involve the young people in peace building. We realize the children are also affected, and sometimes they're affected more than we think. Mm-hmm. They are affected mentally, they are affected physically. They've seen a lot during the crisis, and they really needed someone to reach out there. And as all the child, we thought it was the right thing to do, and we made our move. During the crisis, we were contemplating and finding out what can we do. What can we do as hold the child? We focus on the children. We focus on their welfare. What can we do to reach out to the children? And then a perfect idea came out and said, can't we engage the children in peace building? Well, these children will grow up to be our future leaders, our future stakeholders in this country. If we involve them directly in the peace building process, we would be doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And why are you targeting the children?
Yes, we target the children. Basically, our organization focuses on the children. And secondly, the children are our next generation. As we launched this campaign, we hoped that we will have a generation, a new generation that will not know about gunshots, a generation that will think of peaceful nights, a generation that will think we are really free and we have peace, and peace indeed.
Mm-hmm. And I really think that is a very right straight talk that children are really affected by all this crisis. And if you see now in Cuba, mainly children's not like normal. They're not very normal because of all these gunshots and all what the dramatic things which have been happening during the crisis. And they have been seen that there. Some of them, their parents and their brothers and sisters have been killed in front of them. And so they were really dramatized, and they're not like in a good mood. So what message are you carrying to them just to like to get them out of that the situation where they are, the situation where they're facing, the environment which are not really very good for them as children? What kind of messages are you carrying to them out there?
That one is a very good question. We thought children really love to play. Children play a lot. As they play, they release stress, they come to terms with life, and then they feel a bit free. As Hold a Child, we partnered with a team called Play for Peace, and we basically go out there to the schools and engage the children, get them together. We jump together, we sing together, we laugh together. At the end of the day, we share a word of peace. And these kids are amazing. These kids are really more than what we think. These children are real people. They are young adults. A child just walked up to me, and after we played, and said, I need to write out something. Then he wrote something like, God, why South Sudan is like this? And then one just came and said, are we really going to have everlasting peace? They asked questions. These children have a lot of questions, and they need answers. They're looking out there for answers. Who can answer our questions? So it's really, really very, very good. We engaged the children, and we played with them to first of all release them. We make them free to air out what they want, what their views are, and how they feel, and it really worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, and I have similar thing in the area where I live, in Atlabara. The children in my area, the area where I live now, the style of like playing and gathering together, doing their things, are now completely different from previous one. Now, like you see them, they're playing, they're all trying to do what exactly things that have been happening during the crisis. Like everybody's saying, hey, this is kind of this gun, and I have this one, and I will, and I'll be durubita, and I'm going to take it. That when they, even the words they're saying is not all that can really help them to grow well. So for the parents at the homes at the home, if children at home have been like they have come together and they're playing, they're like they're dividing themselves to group galinia de mojumo disimbitana kida isimbitana kida, even they started naming themselves in groups, we are this group and we are that group. Now they start like making fighting, this group is fighting the other group, and the young kids, very small, I've seen by my eyes in the place where I live. So to the parents, what kind of message can you exactly tell them so that they cannot allow these young children to continue having that ideas and engaging themselves in kind of playing that kind of playing?
well, to the parents outside there, it's our responsibility to help this our children out. We should not think these children are young. From my experience with working with the children, it's really, really very true that these children, of course, capture everything they see and hear. Actually, they learn more from what they see than what they hear. When a parent tells a child, "No, don't do this," when a parent is actually doing the other, it doesn't help so much, because the kid will exactly do what the parent does. And then my message out there, my main message to the parents outside there is, these children are really young adults. These children think, these children know everything. Let them try to get ideas from their children and try to help them out, because if they don't do that, these children will grow up into terrible citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, let me just remind our listeners this morning, as they listen to Mirror Breakfast Show, in case you have just joined us in this discussion, with me here in studio is again Dennis, information officer for young children, for the organization that's trying to mobilize these children and to bring them up and to bring them, like, to mobilize them about peace and all these things. Now, Dennis, once again back to you. How does the campaign help increase children's appreciations of the peace and unity in their communities?
Yes, this campaign was tailor-made for the children to embrace themselves. We talk about not dividing themselves into groups and tribal sectors, because we put the children together.
Mm-hmm.
We let them know that they are, they're of course diverse, they're from different places, and of course they can still live together anyway. So the solidarity, the togetherness that we are preaching for is the real deal here. When we get these children here and put them together, we put them into groups and put them together, and then let them mingle together and let them chat together and understand together. We play together. There's a common game we play. We first hold hands round, we make a good circle, and then we do a small slogan, we clap, and then afterwards we say "Play for Peace," meaning we are all together in this. We are not trying to say we have this sector different, this other sector different. So we are trying also to combat the division that is tearing us apart. We are trying to put them together, and then from that young age they will grow up knowing that they are a strong nation as one, as South Sudan. As South Sudanese, we want to speak one voice. We want to be like one tribe, South Sudan. We are going to be all South Sudanese no matter what.
These young children, are they really coming up with it, and they're feeling like they're happy with this kind of mobilization you're doing, guys?
Yes, the children are really very happy. They're loving it. Finally, they say, okay, someone has reached out to us. We've been here waiting for who will come and teach us all these things. The teachers will come and teach us the subjects, and there is no one who is coming to reach us out and tell us, can we love ourselves? If we love ourselves, are we really going to fight? If we still love ourselves, are we going to destroy our country that we want to stay in? Are we getting that enough time to play happily?
Mm-hmm.
Is that hope there? That is the hope we want to restore. Because without hope, we cannot do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Once we lose our hope, we will not love. We will not build our nation, and to tell you the truth, we will not do anything without hope.
Yeah, that's true. And now, there is a belief that if we don't teach our children about peace, someone else will teach them violence. Do you agree with that?
I'm very, very, very totally in agreement to that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there are forces here. We are fighting forces. There is the positive force and then the negative force. If we don't teach our children the positive way, the negative is always there, because they see it everywhere. They watch it in the movies. They see it on the road. They see it in their homes. During the crisis, they've seen it everywhere. So if we don't make the first move, someone else out there will make that move, and then it will be out of hand before we realize it's too big for us.
Now, what do you tell a young girl who has lost both parents to war, is now pregnant and has no hope for the future?
Yes, we've seen cases like that, and we've had cases like that, and we intend to do a one-on-one interview with them and do a deep story on them and see how to help. But my message to a pregnant kid out there is a pregnant child with another, carrying another child, we, as older child, that is now our main base of focus. That's where we work hard to make sure we give that hope. The message outside there is for them not to lose hope. When you're carrying the pregnancy, it's just 9 months. And after 9 months, you're going to deliver. And after delivering, these are two children involved now.
Mm-hmm.
So now we can move ahead. And if there is any case there, anyone can contact us at all the child, and then we see how to help. And then maybe if the parents are really able, this kid can still be taken to school, and the other one grows up and still be taken to school. These kids are not done. That story is not over. Actually, that story is just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen of children who give birth, and then they continue with school, and then they're big stakeholders in the country. It really works.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So now, if somebody is out there and listening to this program and listening to you particularly, and you talk about this campaign, and some people have a good idea, good heart, there are good Samaritans out there, they might be willing to join you, they might be willing to help to take ahead this campaign. So in case if there's somebody with that idea out there now, how can he or she do that?
We are very open. We had volunteers, and they kept on adding in numbers. Guys just come and said, we love what you're doing. The people come out there and said, we love what you people are doing, can we join? And then it's open. They come around, and then we play together. When we go to schools, we don't segregate that this is the only team from all the child. We engage the teachers around, even the passerbys, the people in the neighborhood join, and then we play. It's really a very interesting game, tailor-made for children to ease stress, and then for psychosocial support as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh yeah. And maybe finally, Dennis, the International Day of Peace is just 2 weeks away, and I think we are talking about peace building and peace process, and all the engagement of these young kids and these children into peace, to a good environment. And the good environment cannot come and cannot happen without, like you say, without having peace, without having harmony, and people living in together, having togetherness. So ahead of us, in 2 weeks' time, we will have this International Peace Day. What do you think about it? And if you have any message you want to share with our listeners, you want to send them out, you can, yes, I can give you a floor to do that.
To our listeners outside there, we know we've lost hope at some point, and we know we might think we cannot achieve this peace. From indications that we've moved around with this campaign and some interactions with other people, people have lost hope. The hope of a better day has withered. We are thinking, are we really going to have this peace? If we're about to have, when we're about to have peace, something happens. When we are fighting hard to have something happens. Where is the hope? Is this peace real? Is it going to be a fairy tale, or is it a dream? My main word to the listeners outside there, peace is real, and peace starts with each and every one of us. If we embrace peace, we pick up the banner for peace and raise it up, and then refuse to revenge, and then accept each other and have complete peace by acceptance, by accepting that, okay, I've done something wrong. You've done something wrong, Malesh. Let's move on. I'm very sorry. Let's accept one another. Let's accept that we've made mistakes. Let's not blame one another. Let's not start saying you did wrong. That is not going to help us out. Eye for an eye will make every South Sudanese blind. We don't want that. We want to embrace peace. We want our children to grow in a very harmonious environment where people have to love one another. People get to know how to go to school peacefully. People get to sleep peacefully. People get to work peacefully. You eat peacefully. And then life gets very, very easy for every South Sudanese outside there. My message is, never ever lose hope, and let's work on this peace as each one is trying to reach another. Let's try to work it out one on another. Let's work out our peace by ourselves. Let's have peace on our own, and then let us work this peace out together as every South Sudanese, with one voice, with one language of peace, and one tribe as South Sudanese.
Thank you very much again, Dennis, for coming in to our studio and to discuss this very important issue. Thank you very much once again, and I wish all the best. As guys, you are doing a very big job to create a good environment and to create peace environment to these young kids and to these children. All the best to you. Thank you very much for coming in. And that has been, again, Dennis, the Information Secretary for Hold Child organization with their...
Good morning. This is The Breakfast Show, where the nation's big conversations begin.
Station by station, land of the nation.